it gets weird. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
When you're at a big event, like a sporting event or maybe a concert, and you just get so excited, does anything physically happen to you? Do you almost feel as though you're going to pass out or anything?
No, I don't remember feeling that.
I remember vividly when Tyler Sash was returning a touchdown for the Hawkeyes against Indiana, that like 95-yard touchdown run years and years ago. We were in the north end zone of Kinnick, and I remember cheering so loudly that I remember feeling as though I was going to black out. Like, I remember seeing, like, black and going, oh, I'm a little woozy, and it wasn't because of all the tailgating. And I've had that a couple other times, like sporting events as well.
That happened to me when C.J. Jones returned the touchdown in the Orange Bowl.
Yes.
In the opening kickoff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, that place was about to fall over.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And, and I remember cheering so hard for that
It almost feels like your head hurts because you're so, you're out of your body.
I'm a very loud person, so I get like that a lot. I can think of lots of times, but when I get very, very excited, I do this weird thing with my hands. I either flap them or I like rub them together really quickly.
I have seen you do the little
flap
bird.
Them?
Yes.
Oh. Have you not
excited.
Seen her little flappy arms? She's
it's
like,
the stupidest
like she's
going to
take off.
Yes.
And I go, and I like can't breathe. I mean, I have a panic attack, maybe. It was very hard to maintain composure when I did the Jason Momoa event back in October. That was hard. That's one of the few times where I can't think of anything to say. Like, if he would have walked up to me, I would have been silent, and it would have been a miracle. It would have been amazing.
The best interviewer in the biz over here. I bring this up because the producer of The Price is Right said that they've had a couple people that get so excited that they lose control of their entire body.
Oh, no.
And, you know, what happens then? Apparently, they do have Price is Right sweatpants on hand for people that might be a little bit too excited and lose control of their...
That's a great idea.
Yes, they have a curtain, they have a blow dryer, and a pair of sweatpants.
That would be me. I'd jump up and down, and that would be all she wrote. So...
I'm guessing they learned that over time. I doubt when they had their first Price is Right planning meeting, they were like, we need extra clothes.
Do we have any wet pants sweats?
But there probably happened to some contestants, and finally they were like, you know what? We should have some of that stuff on hand.
And that's got to make you feel better as the person when they're like, no, we have a whole kit for this because it's happened before. And you're like, okay, I'm not the only idiot.
Well, until now that everyone knows, oh, they have Price is Right sweatpants. So you're up on there and be like, hey, look, why are you wearing the sweats?
Oh. Central Iowa's morning show for fun. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.